Midas Perakei Mishnah Gimel, the last two Mishnayis of Maseches Midas Be'ezus Hashem. Sheish Lishokos Hoyu Ba'azora. There were six Lishkos in Azora. We have already had this type of description around the Heichel. Now we're going to have around the walls of the Azora. The Heichel, obviously the walls were smaller because it was the inner. The Azora is outer, and there were Lishkos on the outside. Sholish B'tzofoin V'sholish B'doroim. Here are the ones that are bedorim: Lishkas HaMelach, Lishkas HaParvel, Lishkas HaMadichim. Lishkas HaMelach, Shom Hoyu Neis HaMelach LeKorban, that's the place where they would be Mekayim, the Mitzvahs Asay, that's in Parshas Vayikra, that every Korban I'll call Korban Chotak V'Melach. Now, Vada the Gemara Menachas makes it clear that even though the words are Hoyu Neis HaMelach LeKorban, which sounds in Parshas like that's where they would put the Melach on the Korban, Chatz V'Shalom to read it that way. Because the Melichas HaKobonis was a chelik of the Hakrov of the Akhtaras HaKobonis, it was on the Kevesh, Ubereshu Shalom Mizbeach. So, Avada, what it means is, even though theoretically it could be done over there, because these Lashochos were Niskadish B'Kedush Zazor, they're inside the Zazor, they're not outside the walls of the Zazor. So, Mel, it could be done over there, but it wasn't. The Akhtaras HaKrov includes the Alkol Kobon Chotakri Melach, it was done there. It just means that this room was the storage room. Lishkas HaParvo, Shom Hoyu Molchin Eires Kodoshim. So first we'll read the Pashto words. Lishkas HaParvo, we'll have to say why it was called Parvo. Over there was the place where they would salt the Eires HaKodoshim. Eires HaKodoshim, if it's Kodshim Kodoshim, is given to the Kahanim. If it's Kodshim Kalim, it's taken by the owner. So if Kodshim Kodoshim that was given to the Kahanim was only distributed on Erev Shabbos before the end of that Mishmar, and because of that, it says that there's a need to salt the hides, otherwise they would get spoiled. So this is really not a chelik of the avodah, but l'maisa, this was a necessary chelik of being mekayim that matnas kuna of chalukas eres hakadoshim. Similar, the melicha took place over there. The name parva is a fascinating discussion over here in the mefarshim. The word parva, the gemara says in Yuma daf lamed dalet daf lamed hey, that it was a name of a mechashiv. It was built by a mechashiv, imagine that, a kishiv macher. So first the mefarshim say that, first of all, it was a kishiv macher, it couldn't be a goy, because a goy can't have any part in being mishtatev and being beis hamikdash. Also, if he was a rosha, it can't be that it was nikra al shmois, it had to be that he was a kishiv macher that was chayz b'tshuva, but why would you put his name on it? Others taina, the Rav brings from the Rambam, that there was a kishev macher that was curious about the avodah, and he dug, maybe through kishev, he dug a hole in the tunnel up through the floor, and he was going to eavesdrop on the avodah, and they killed him over this. It's like a v'cholam yishmu v'yiro, that nobody should pull such sticks, and maybe it was nikra al shmoy. It's also modna. Also, if it was built al yidei kishev, so it was a check that they would keep it. So you look at the Rav, he brings this pshatim, the Tesis Yomtiv is Matmiya, Tveres Yisrael says something which L'chera is Divrei Drush. Says even though the Gemara says that Parva was a Mechashiv, it doesn't mean that he was actually a Mechashiv. What it means is, you look at the next few words in the Mishnah, Al Gaga Hoya Beisa Tvila, on the top of this Lishkas HaParva, since it was Niskadish B'Kedushas HaZora on the top, there was a Beisa Tvila, i.e. a Mikvah. The Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim had to be Toivul. All the tefillahs that he did, the pasuk says, "Verochas p'sar b'makom kodesh." So he had to be toivel in a mikveh. The regular mikveh, which was by the shar of outside the Azor, was not niskadish b'kedushas Azor. But the first tefillah that he did, which was the standard, every kohen that goes into the mikdash to do avodah has to be toivel. So there was a mikveh that was drawn by the amas amayim, but that was outside by the shar amayim that wasn't part of the Azor. Here he had a mikveh that was built on top. And it was a tremendous engineering feat because you have to get the water up to the top without regular pipes, otherwise it would be Mayim Shuvim. So it was such a stupendous engineering feat that it was Doimil L'Kishiv, and that's why it's called Kishiv in the Gemara. It doesn't really mean Kishiv. It means that it was something that was hard to grasp. Lishkas HaMadichim, Shoshama Yomadichim Kirvei HaKadoshim. Again, they didn't take them out of the Azora. The krovayim, the chalokim that were put on the base of English had to be washed off from any anything that was tinoifis. So Mela, they didn't wash off the stomach together with the other Evorim by the tables, the Shulchanis of Shayish, that were in the basement B'chaim Nazar, which was the workplace of the Kahanim, preparing the Korban Fakrova. The Krovayim, which is the Keres, which has more Tenefis in it, because it has the waste of the animal, that was washed off in these Lishkois. That was the place. U'mishom Mesiba Oila Legag Beis HaParva. From there, over here, Mesiba we've had before, is like a stone steps, and over here means a step, steps. It doesn't mean a ramp, and it went up from here. This is how the Kohen Gadol went up in the Lishkos HaMadichim to the Beis HaTfila on the Gag of the Lishkos HaParva. That's how he got up. Now, the tznius of the Kohen Gadol going up to the mikveh was mechayiv that the steps shouldn't be in plain view. So they didn't build it outside in the Azor. They built it in. But they didn't want going through, mamish walking through the Beis Ha, walking through the Beis Ha, Lishkas HaMedichim, because there was a lot of tenefes around. It wasn't Lefi Chvoidoi. So they had a separate entrance over there where that's where the stone steps went up to the Gag Beis HaFarva. Remember that these three were all on the side of Doroim, on the side of the Mizrach of the Azor. There is some type of shaila with the Gesois, is the word Sofen or Dorim. Lamaisin and Mepharshim said that the right Ges over here, Mishnah Gimel, is Shebat Doroim. And because of that, the beginning of Mishnah Dal, Shebat Doroim, you have to change to Shebat Sofen. That's the right Ges. Shebat Sofen on the other side, Lishkas HaEitz, Lishkas HaGoylo, Lishkas HaGozos. Those were the three Lishkois. Lishkas HaEitz, Omer Avlaz Ben Yankiv, Shochachti Mahoysa Mishameshes. We've had this type of statement a few times, which is why the Gemara in Yuma says that the Tana Masech is Tomin Amidus of Blas Meyankiv. Abishol Aymer, some of the Mishnahis of Yem Masech is Midus of Shittas Abishol. The same way the Seder Avoidon Masech is Tomin is Lufi Abishol, the Braisa that we're Masada, Abaya Ham Masada, Seder Marocha, Mishmei the Gemara, Alibu Da Abishol, is because he's the Tana also of the Mishnahis in Tomin Amidus. So he says, Lishkas Kohen Gadol, it was the Lishka of the Kohen Gadol, which is the Lishka, the private room of the Kohen Gadol that he had to stay in for a week before the Avodah of Yom Kippur. This is what's mentioned in the very beginning of Shivas Yom Kodem Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol, the Lishkas HaPalhedrin. The word Palhedrin means officials, and it was called that because in the second Beis HaMikdash, very often the Kohuna Gedolah was passed to those that were loyal to the officialdom, to the Romans. So that's what it was called, but it was the room of where the Kohen Gadol would stay. It was on the side of Mizrach to the Tzad HaTzofen of Dazar. Now there's a point to make over here. It's called Lishkas Eitz, which means it was made out of Eitz. And the Mepharshim said the reason why it was made out of Eitz is, in order that Tesianta brings up, based on the Gemara and Yuma, is there was kilo was a pashta room. The Kohen Gadol shouldn't be too shalei haya yochel is goyis bekesagun. They made it a humble official quarters for the week before Yom Kippur. Now, if that place is kodesh b'kedusha zazor, he has a problem. He can't sit down. He can't sleep. What exactly is he supposed to do? In the Ezra's Noshim, the Kahanim could sleep, but in the Ezra's Yisrael, the Chod is in yeshiva b'azora. Is Avada, you have to say that this room was not Miskadish B'Kedushas or Azora. It had an entranceway only from the outside, and it was not Miskadish, it was Choyl. The other reason for that is what we just said, that it was made out of wood, and there's an Isser, standing Isser, to make any structure in the Beis HaMikdash together with wood. Everything in the Beis HaMikdash was made from stone, not wood. There's an Isser Pasha Shoiftim, Netias Eitzim. Others kind of know it wasn't really made from eitz. It's called Lishkas Eitz because maybe they stored eitz there. There's other brings the chupshat. It's a fact that the Kesef Mishnah says such a thing. Well, we spoke out with the fact of Ein Yeshiva Bazaru Kivegu speaks at that point by Richo. So the pashut is over here. It was made of eitz, but it was not kodesh. It was chol. The entrance was taka from the outside, and that's a klal that all lishkois that the Pesach is mi bachutz dinam kechol. That's what you'll have to say. V'gag shloshton shova, there was one roof that was equal height for the three of them. Lishkas Hagoylo Shomhoye Bor Kavua. There was a bor there with water that, and it was dug by the Oile Hagoylo. Oile Hagoylo means those that came up with Ezra Sofer. Galgal, there was a wheel that went down over there, Nos Nolom, Vishoma speaker Mayim Lecholo Azora. This water wasn't the water, let's say, that they used for Rechitza of the floor and Rechitza of the Kabbanis. This water was Ro'i, it was fresh water, and it was used for drinking and for Bishul. It was Ro'i for the Tzrochim of the Kanim that had to eat and drink. In the Azara, this is what they used, this bar. The reason why it's called Oile HaGoyle, even though the whole second Mesa Mitzvah was built by Oile HaGoyle, is because this was a Chiddush that was in Schadish B'Bayi Sheni, it wasn't there B'Bayi Sheni. So that's what it was called. Misham Ha'Spikim Mayim L'Chol HaZara. Lishkas HaGozis is the famous place that Shom Hoysa Sanhedrin G'day L'Shoy Yisro Yishevis. The Iker Roisha Sanhedrin, all Sanhedrios in Klal Yisrael have a makor to their koyach, their samchus to dan from that Sanhedrin Agadol Lishkas, Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis. How do we know that? Because the Gemara says that when the Lishkas Hagozis was banished from that place and the Iker Sanhedrin of Ayin Beis was no longer there, all the Sanhedrios in Klal Yisrael lost their koyach to dan dinei nefoshes, which means that there's a certain samchus that all the Sanhedrios that are Sanhedrios of Chof Gimel all rely on that Sanhedrin, and any shaila that there was that could be hukran, a lower court, went to the higher court, went to that place. That was the Lishkas HaGozes. That's the Posukim Yitzin Teitzetor Dvar Hashem Yishalayim. That was the place. So there they sat. Shom Hayis Sanhedrin Gedel L'Shal Yisrael. The emes is that it was for any shaila that came up that couldn't be hukra al yedei the lower courts, like we said, went to Sanhedrin HaGodel. But the Mishnah points out one example. There were yeshivas, which, by the way, should point us in the direction of what the Gemara says, that since ein yeshiva la bazora el lemalche beis David levad, and over here the Sanhedrin have to be done by yeshiva. The people who are mizdayin are ba'amida, they are by yeshiva. So that means the Rav points out that there was half of it that was choil and half was kodesh. Chetzer shel kodesh, they couldn't sit. Ein yeshiva bazora, that's where the spectators stood. But the Sanhedrin themselves sat in the Chelek HaChoyl, but it's Mechubah to the Kodesh, and it's a Kim of Kimitzin Teitzei Torah, that the Mokim of Avoid is also the Mokim, the Makor of Torah, of Pesach. But in that place, the Mishnah speaks out, they sat and they were Dan Es HaKohuna, which Kehana were Koshel Avoid, who was Posel. The Kohen Shenimtza by Posel, any Kohen that was weeded out and it was found that his lineage was questionable. And this was their ikur nidon because there were tens of thousands of kahanim. The other functions that you have, shailas that could be hukra by the lower courts, how often was that? Eglarufa, you have to come. Novi sheker, zokin mamre, these are very rare things. But dining on all the kahanim levim that took place, it's called kahuna, but it really means kahuna and levim. This was their ikur thing that they were busy with. That means all of the Sanhedrin HaGadol were the final authority on any issue that could be hukra. They were the Gedolei Hador. They weren't just sitting in the Sanhedrin HaGadol. They all had their yeshivas, and they taught. Shammai, Hillel, Rabbi Yochanan, and Zakkai. They all sat, and they had yeshivas with thousands of talmidim. At certain times, they got together, but their Iker Esek, when they got together as the Sanhedrin HaGadol, was Dani Yichusei Kohanim V'Levim. Kohen Shenimsa by Psul, if there was a Kohen that was weeded out, he was Levish Chayrim, he would put on black clothing, and Masatev Shchayrim, he would wrap himself as a simon of Avelus. He would leave the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. V'shaloinim tzabai psul, and a kohen that didn't have a psul, loivish levonim u'masatef levonim, every kohen had to be eligible, had to be established. There's no chazak when it comes to kohuna. Just because your father, your grandfather, the whole sugis and ksubis, and kiddushin, he had to come and he had to be nizbarer that his lineage was untainted. And then he would be Misatev B'Levonim as a simon of Simcha, Nichnas, Mishamish, Im Echav HaKehanim, V'yomtev HaYoisim Shalai Nimtzo. Psul B'Zayah Shalayin HaKoyin. When there was no psulim, maybe it means on a day or a tkufa, when there were no psulim, all the Kehanim were found to be eligible for Kohuna, who was a Yomtev, and they provided as a time of HaKoros HaTayv to Rebbein Shalom. V'kacha Yoimim Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. This is the name of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Mokoim. And you find that when you go to Sanhedrin HaGadol, the Pasuk of Pashtim says, V'kamtev Aliso L'Hamokoim HaShivcha Hashem. So over here the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is called Baruch HaMokoim. It's a kinyu for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. He's Mokoim Shel Olam. Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMokoim. Baruch Hu Shalainim Tzapsu B'Zayi Shalayim. Baruch Hu. Shebocha Ba'aron U'Bonov. Lamoid L'Shoros L'Fnei Hashem. V'Beis Kodshi HaKadoshim. This special privilege that only the children of Aaron HaKohen Zechtu is Mechayev a special Oido and a special Bracha. The Mishneh Midas ends off with this. And of course, by the way, when a Yid finishes off Tamar Midas, he gives a sigh and he says to himself, Yerotzen Shibana Beis HaMikdash Meher V'Yomeinu V'Sein Chalkenu B'Sayir HaSecho. The V'Sein Chalkenu B'Sayir HaSecho goes together with the Lishkas Has HaGozis, because that was the Mokum Shem Shom Yetzah Heroli Yisrael, together with the Kohen. So the Visham Navot Chabiyira goes together with the Visayin Chalken Vizayin Zecho. Alayish Vizaycha to see Bibinyan Yerushalayim and Binyan Beis HaMikdash Meir Yomeinu Amen.